So as far as we know, the concept of making brachos was largely instituted midrabbanan. But there are a couple of rare brachos that are actually midaraisa. One is a machlokas, that is about brachas haTorah, but there is one indisputable bracha min haTorah, and that is Berchat HaMazon, which is found in this week's Parsha, Mitzvah 430 in the Sefer HaChinuch, the idea of blessing Hashem after we have eaten bread. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch over here goes at great length, so buckle up. Sefer HaChinuch talks about machlokas, what exactly Berchat HaMazon includes. Definitely bread. Machlokas Rishonim about Shivas Aminim, Ala Michya, Ala Peros, Ala Eitz, that's a big discussion. But he says Chazal certainly expanded it to other foods, thanking Hashem after eating things. And Chazal were masakin a Bori Nefashos, certainly a bracha that does not come in HaTorah. Bori Nefashos is very strange, in that the Gemara, Mesechas Brachos, and the Lamed Zayin refers to Bori Nefashos as Lo Klum, a.k.a. nothing. The Gemara is talking about foods that require Bori Nefashos, and it says, after eating these foods, you don't say anything. And Rashi says, well, you obviously say something. You have to say Bori Nefashos. Why does the Gemara refer to Bori Nefashos as a nothing? So Rashi says, because it doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is in the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. Ala Eretz Atov Asher Nasa Lach. Eretz Yisrael is so part and parcel about Birchas HaMazon. Without it, the Gemara calls it a nothing. The Rashba and Atshuva says a little bit differently, but it doesn't even mention food in the blessing. Even Shehakal, which is so vague, it's about Hashem created everything, in brackets, that we eat. But Bori Nefashos talks about us, that God created us, that we're lacking, that we're needy, no mention of food at all. So the Rashba says, that's why Chazal call it a nothing. It's a nothing burger, literally no burger, because you're not actually having any mention of food, or Rashi said Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, then why would Chazal not just do that? Why did Chazal make up a bracha that they then call a nothing because it doesn't have, Eretz Yisrael doesn't have any mention of food within it? If Chazal felt it was important enough to bless on these foods, then why not make it something, make it a real substantive bracha that actually has the key components that you need to make it a something? I heard a beautiful idea, Rabbi Herschel Greenberg, who founded the Jewish Discovery Center in Buffalo, he says, Chazal, maybe we're making this exact point. There are things in our lives that feel like nothing. Ah, that's a nothing. I thank Hashem for the big stuff, the big meals, the big sandwiches. That's what I thank Hashem for. The big stuff in life, the life and death issues, parnasa, shidduchim, refuah, I thank Hashem for those things. But sometimes in life, a step here, light traffic on the way to work, little things. Chazal say, make a bracha on nothing. The things that you think are nothing, we're going to call it nothing. It lacks substance. It's not so meaty. It's not so heavy. It's not so much. But you know what you say? Bori Nefashos. We have a lacking. Everything that we go through has a lacking. We thank Hashem for nothing because it's the little things in life that we have to be especially appreciative for. We have to keep in mind to thank Hashem even for the nothings. Sefer HaChinuch goes on, Misharshi HaMitzvah, to discuss the idea of making brachos. Again, this is the Midaraisa application that all brachos are learned out from. The Sefer HaChinuch says that people make a mistake. They translate the word baruch. And every baruch atah, what does baruch mean? Blessed, blessed. Blessed art thou. What does it mean, blessed? So we say that God is blessed. People think that we're blessing Hashem. We're the ones giving God his source of blessing. Obviously not true. We're not the ones giving God his source of blessing. God is self-sufficient. He already has all the blessings. He doesn't have them because we say it, and we're not giving him anything. Rather, the Sefer HaChinuch argues that when we say Hashem is Baruch, we are saying that Hashem is the source of all blessing. And it's not because he needs to hear that, but because we have to remember that. When we're davening to Hashem, whether we're thanking him for the food, or davening Shmona Esrei, whatever it is we're asking for, we have to always start out, Baruch. Let me remind myself, I am talking, I am addressing, I am facing, I am lucky to have a relationship with the one who is the Baruch, who is the source of all blessings in the world. It's only after declaring Hashem as Baruch that we can truly ask him for whatever it is. Kapara, Refuah, Yeshua, Parnasa. We can't even begin to talk to Hashem without first saying Baruch. Which is why he goes on to explain so beautifully. There is a halacha that long brachos have to start off, poseach bebarach, and also end off bebarach. The idea is we first remind ourselves, before saying a word, that God is blessed. Then we start to talk about the things that put us in that mindset. Then we say it again. Now that we fully appreciate it, now we can even more say, Baruch. Now we fully appreciate how Hashem truly is the source of everything. First bracha benching is just, you are Baruch, you are the source. And later we say, no delucha. Then we say thank you to Hashem. We can't even thank Hashem without first fully appreciating everything that he has given us. Which can also explain why benching has so many things that don't relate to food. Chazal, you have to mention bris, and Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. I had one sandwich. Why am I going through all of Jewish history? I'm thanking Hashem for the whole universe? I just had a piece of bread, or one, two slices of pizza. Good question. But I had something. So why am I breaking up the entire world, the entire Jewish destiny? Perhaps the idea is, that again, it's a reminder for us, not just about this one thing, but of the global picture, what Hashem is, what he represents, and perhaps why we're bothering to eat, why we're bothering to be sustained at all. We remind ourselves, putting it in context, the idea of having a life, the idea of being alive, the idea of being sustained, the idea of living a life worth living is all about having a life of bris and Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. These things put us in perspective. We're not just thanking Hashem for the grub. We're thanking Hashem for everything, for the purpose of life itself, and remembering that Hashem is the source of bracha. So whether it's for the nothings in life, the bar nefashas, whether it's the things that we actually enjoy, a hearty meal, whether we're about to daven right now, we're about to say baruch many, many times. Whenever we say baruch, it's a reminder, not just that Hashem is blessed, but that Hashem has everything that we need. He has everything we need, which can put us in the proper mindset that Hashem is the source of blessings, and may he shower us with all the brachas.